Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who is already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Original air dates, May 22nd, 1959. We've got Margie Bowers and Flat and Strubs. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
The music capital of the world. Here's the Penn Milk Grand Ole Opry. Brought to you by Penn's Evaporated Milk, new Penn Instant Non-Fat Dry Milk, and Penn Rips Frozen Pies. Now, here are the stars of this week's show, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs.
Back and roll in my sweet baby's arms.
Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around my shack till we drink 'em back and roll in my sweet baby's arms.
Now, where was you last Friday? While I was lying in jail, walking the streets with another man, wouldn't even go my bail.
Roll in my sweet baby's arm. Roll in my sweet baby's arm. Lay around my shack till I'm bed, drink 'em back, and roll in my sweet baby's arm.
From your door, had my life to live away, never go there anymore.
Roll in my sweet baby's arms, roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around my shack till I'm better, drink some back, and roll in my sweet baby's arms.
Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and all the Foggy Mountain boys with Roll in My Sweet Baby's Arms. Welcome, Les and Earl, to the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry. I reckon you know it's brought to you by the folks who make that good pet evaporated milk.
Handiest milk you can get, T. Thomas.
Right. And your greatest bargain in the good things of milk. new Pet Instant non-fat dry milk.
And don't forget those fine Pet Ritz frozen pies, T. Tommy.
The real fruit country pies, Hoss. The real fruit country pies. But let's forget about the sponsor for a few minutes.
Yeah, let's tell the good people about the show.
Now you're talking, Les. Neighbors, aside from Lester and Earl and all the Foggy Mountain boys, we got a whole passel of talent lined up for you. First off, there are those sweet singing lads, the Jordanaires. Then there's Marvin Hughes and his honky-tonk piano. Hank Sugarfoot Garland. And as our guest, we got the winner of last year's Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest. That sweet singing, good looking, heartbreaking little Margie Bowes.
Hey!
Yes, sir, neighbors, old T is right. And in just a few minutes, Miss Margie will be talking to you and singing one of her great songs. But right now, I want to ask old T a question. T. Tommy, I understand the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest is going international this year.
Going international? Lester, it has done gone. This year, our search for talent is really spreading out. We got so many good friends and listeners and loyal users of our good pet products up in Canada that we decided to take them in on the deal.
That's great, T. Tommy, just great. But I think somebody ought to tell the folks listening how they can enter.
That's just it, Lester. They can't. Old T. Turkey has been talking and talking and talking, and now the time has done run out. The time to enter is past. P-A-S-T. Done gone. But from all the reports we got in from all the stations, there was just a whole passel of entries. Big ones, little ones, short ones, tall ones, fat ones, skinny ones, and they are all just raring to go. I tell you, Les, all those contestants are hot after that big first prize. You know what the 7 district winners get, don't you, Les?
Tell me, T. Tommy, tell me.
Well, sir, they get a free trip in here to Nashville with all their expenses paid. They get put up free at the famous Dinkler Andrew Jackson Hotel. The Andrew Jackson is one of the Dinkler Hotel chain and is considered by folks who know as one of the finest in the South. There'll be luncheons, parties, dances, a Tennessee barbecue, and a day as the guest of Roy Acuff at his home out on Old Hickory Lake. A visit with the stars at the world-famous Grand Ole Opry as it goes on the air in the historic Old Ryman Auditorium. Each of the 7 winners receives a wonderful, streamlined, multi-transistorized Zenith portable radio as the gift of Keystone Broadcasting Company. And the winner... The final winner gets a 6 weeks run of performances at guest stars pay on the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry, plus a genuine recording contract from the Hickory Recording Company, the same company that records Roy Acuff and a host of other stars. But like I said, the time to enter is past. Now we just got to wait and see who comes out as the 7 district winners.
And great performers they'll be, T. Tommy, but now let's hear a sample of that great Grand Ole Opry talent as the Jordanaires sing one of their great spirituals in that great getting up morning.
I'm going to tell you about the coming of the judgment, fare thee well, fare thee well. I'm going to tell you about the coming of the judgment, fare thee well, fare thee well.
There's a better day coming,
fare thee well.
There's a better day a-coming.
Fare thee well, in that great getting up morning. Fare thee well, in that great getting up morning. Fare thee well,
when you see the lightning flashing.
Fare thee well,
when you hear the thunder crashing.
Fare thee well,
when you see the stars falling.
Fare thee well.
Hear old Gabriel's trumpet calling.
Fare thee well, in that great getting up morning. Fare thee well, in that great getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well. You see lightning flashing, and you'll hear thunder crashing. When you see stars are falling, then you'll hear
I know.
Long the white rose into heaven, I know. Long the white rose into heaven, I know. And I don't want to be left behind.
Well, I said good news.
Chariot's coming.
Good news.
Good news. Chariot's coming.
So glad.
So glad. The chariot's coming. And I don't want to be left behind.
In that
great getting up morning, fare you well.
Fare you well.
In that great getting up morning, fare you well. Fare you well.
Thanks a lot. And speaking of getting up morning, here's T. Tommy with a few words about the greatest getter-upper you can have around the house. Tell him, T. Tommy.
When there's a new baby in the house, things really move fast. There's so much that has to be done for him, and everything has to be exactly right, like his formula. It's just got to be made with the very best milk. Every day, more and more mothers are turning to Pet evaporated milk. More than 50 million babies have grown safely and happily on this form of milk. Pet milk, always uniformly rich, easy for babies to digest, fortified with vitamin D for sound, strong bones and teeth. Pet, always safe. Sealed tight in its sterilized can. When it comes time for you to choose a milk for your new baby's formula, ask your doctor about Pet evaporated milk.
Paul Warren and his fiddle, along with all the Foggy Mountain Boys, with some real old-time square dance music. Katie Hill. Thanks a lot. That was real great. Well, now, T. Tommy, it's guest time on her show, and I want you to do the honors.
Glad to, Lester. Here she is, neighbors, the winner of last year's Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest, Margie Bowles.
Hey!
Margie, honey, welcome once again to the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry. You know, it just doesn't seem possible that along about this time last year you were just entering the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest.
It sure doesn't, T. Tommy.
Tell me something right smack dab on the level now, Margie. Has winning the contest actually changed your life any?
Well, I'm still at home with the family, and I'm still going to school. But outside of that, things are a lot different. Coming here to make recordings, being on the Grand Ole Opry, making personals. Sure, things are a lot different. Winning the contest actually did change my life. A whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know one thing it didn't change. You're still the same sweet, wonderful girl you always were.
Thank you. Yes,
and there's another thing you didn't change. That great voice and singing personality of yours. So, honey, how about a song, just for old time's sake? How about one of those new Hickory records you got called Blue Dream?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Last night I had a blue dream, 'cause in my dream you told me we were through. I cried. my blue dream. I saw you walk away with someone new. And then, beside a blue dream, I saw her making party love to you. Last night, it was just a blue dream, but tonight I'm blue because my blue dream came true.
Great, Miss Margie, real great. And if we find another winner like you in the second annual Pet Mill Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest, we'll be mighty lucky.
That's for sure, Lester. But speaking of recordings, I understand you and Earl have got a great song out on the Columbia label that's really going real good, or will be. How about singing Cabin on the Hill?
There's a happy child at home.
Standing out upon the hill,
neath the shadow of a tree,
If I only had my way. Cabin on the hill,
to the cabin on the hill,
neath the shadow of the tree,
neath the shadow of the tree,
I would like to linger still,
I would like to linger still,
just to be with those who live. Happy child at home.
Really happy child at home.
Matters not how much you yearn.
Matters not how much you yearn.
If I only had my way. Cabin on the hill,
to the cabin on the hill,
neath the shadow of the tree,
neath the shadow of the tree,
I would like to linger still,
I would like to linger still,
just to be with those who love.
Neighbors, thanks a whole lot. You're really a great audience. Now do me and Earl another favor and listen real close to T. Tommy talking about pet.
Don't go away, Lester. I got a riddle for you.
Okay, Tommy, shoot.
How do milk and energy and fun and summertime all go together?
I give up, T. Tommy. How do milk and energy and fun and summertime all go together?
Well, Lester, folks need milk to give them energy to enjoy the fun of summertime.
I know what you're leading up to, Tommy, when you talk about energy and milk. It's your own sneaky way of leading up to that wonderful new pet Instant.
Right, Lester. All joking aside, friends, in new pet Instant, something really great has been done with fresh, wholesome Dairyland milk. The high-calorie fat in the water have been removed, leaving sparkling crystals of real milk nourishment. You just put the water back to get delicious, refreshing, non-fat milk with all of whole milk's protein, calcium, and B vitamins, just what you need to help rebuild energy. Keep plenty of new Pet Instant on hand so your family will enjoy the summertime fun coming up. New Pet Instant non-fat dry milk.
Yes, sir, neighbors, it's your biggest bargain in the good things of milk. New Pet Instant. Nice picking time, and here's Earl Scruggs and all the Foggy Mountain Boys with the real old timer called Shuckin' the Corn. Foggy Mountain Boys playing Shuckin' the Corn.
Man, old Earl really picks that five string, don't he, Lee?
That he does, T, that he does.
His old fingers just fly up and down them strings, plinking and plunking. You reckon we'll turn up another banjo picker on the contest that's as good as Earl is?
Well, if we do, I hope he'll be better looking than Earl. If he does, if he is, I'll hire him for the band.
Oh, no, Les. In the Pet Mill Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest, looks don't count, only ability.
Well, speaking of ability, how about having a demonstration of it right here? The Jordanaires with another of their great tunes, This Little Light of Mine.
Well, I'm gonna let it shine. Yes, this little light of mine. Well, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Every day. I'll let my little light shine. Oh, yes. On Monday,
gave me the gift of love.
On Tuesday,
peace came from above.
On Wednesday,
told me to have no fear.
On Thursday,
gave me a little more grace.
On Friday,
he told me to watch and pray.
On Saturday,
he told me just what to say.
On Sunday,
he gave me power divine
to let my little light shine.
Well, Jesus gave me life. I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine.
Jesus gave me life. I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine.
Jesus gave me life. I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine every day.
Thank you, Jordanaires. Thanks a lot. Now, here's T. Tommy, the all-American boy, with a word from Pet about something mighty good.
As American as apple pie, that's a famous old saying. And I guess it's true. Apple pie is America's favorite. That is, if it's good, like Pet Ritz apple pie. Pet Ritz pies are made in the heart of the pie apple country by folks who love to make pies. So you get a tender, butter-flaky crust piled high with juicy, tree-ripened apples. All you do is bake a Pet Ritz apple pie. Do it soon, and be sure to try all the Pet Ritz frozen fruit pies, real fruit country pies.
You just aren't talking, T-Tommy. You just aren't talking. But now, what do you say we get our guests back out here for another song? Let's make her welcome, Miss Margie Bowles. Margie, before you sing your song, have you got just a word or two for our listeners about the Pet Mill Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest?
Just this, Lester. I wish each and every one of them could win. It's such a great chance for an entertainer to get to be a star in show business. Good luck to all of you.
Now here's Miss Margie Bold with another side of her new Hickory record, Poor Old Heartsick Me.
I thought I was immune to that big yellow moon and its magic that all lovers know. In the moonlight it's hard to keep a heart on guard against love that's waiting to grow. Held so close in your arms, all my calls for alarm just roll on like the waves in the sea. When you cast me aside, I just cut that down and pass it. Poor old heartsick me. Poor old heartsick me. Twice as lonely as a girl ought to be. What will the future be for poor old heartsick me? In my heart I believe God made Adam for Eve, just the same as he made you for me. What if Adam, like you, had gone off for frowning too? What kind of a world would this be? You don't want to admit that you too have been bit by the love of, but golly gee, why can't people realize that you mean paradise to poor old heartsick me? Poor old heartsick me. Twice as lonely as a girl ought to be. What will the future be for poor old heartsick me? Poor old heartsick me. Poor old heartsick me.
Wonderful, wonderful, Margie. I hope we have another winner who's as good as you are, because you've got a lot of talent. Now stand by me while I talk for a minute about New Pet Instant. Margie, in addition to singing a mean song and being smart and pretty, too, I hear tell you can whip up a mighty tasty meal.
Well, Tommy, with pet evaporated milk to help me, how can I miss?
So true, so true. Double Rich Pet makes good cooking taste even better. Say you're going to make a casserole for dinner or supper. You ladies know the most important part of the casserole, the part that ties it all together, is the sauce. That's where Pet makes a difference. Pet milk sauces are extra rich, extra creamy, because Pet is double rich. Same thing is true of mashed potatoes and gravy, main dishes and smooth desserts. When you want to add double richness and double delicious flavor to your cooking,
just reach for Double Rich Pet, handiest milk you can get.
Now, Lester, time's getting a little short, so how about that new record you and Earl did for Columbia? Flatten Scruggs with Someone You Have Forgotten.
I'm just someone. Far away.
like mine. Now it's breaking for someone that's gone away. I'm just someone.
Listen next week when Hawk Shaw Hawkins will be the head man, and he will have as his guest Miss Jean Shepherd along with him. Till then, this is Lester Flatt.
Earl Scruggs.
Saying thanks, and don't forget that good pet evaporated milk the next time you're down at the store. So long, everybody.
And this is that old country boy, T. Tommy, reminding you that this session of the Grand Ole Opry was brought to you by the Pet Milk Company, makers of Pet's evaporated milk, new Pet Instant, non-fat dry milk, and Pet Ritz frozen pies. Try some, won't you? Listen next week for the tops in country music on Pet Milk's Grand Ole Opry.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.